Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Butt naked. I'm late as hell. Give me about 1.5 minutes to get this show on the road. Let me play y'all some love music or some gangster music or some hate music or some funeral home music or something. Let me find something to put on for y'all badasses. Let me see here. Can I crimp y'all up a little bit?
Mother, I made it cry for me. Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. Then I ain't going in unless I'm with my heroes. My hero, my hero. My heroes, 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 my heroes. Yeah. First thing first, I'll evolve my hitter. This rap back and I evolve my hitter. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitter. He selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some you smoke, some you drink. Guys on the rock, what they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my hitter. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't my hitter. Taking taste, yeah, that's my hitter. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my hitter. First pass throw to my head. Hit my first leg pass with my head. Some other hits, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits.
I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day.
I'm walking in the door right
now. Ain't going in.
Let's play for about
2 minutes. My
you know I'm down with them, down for me. I got 2 words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my kids sipping on that. Then when you see it, I walk and buy everything we see. Me and my down there getting twisted. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I put you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Buy the kicks, my nigga. Drink that egg right and get straight with my.
Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my heroes. My hero, my hero. My hero, my hero. My hero, my hero. My hero, my hero. My homie got cake, my homie got. My homie running me, he the reason I'm straight. My homie got a house, my homie got a lake. My homie we eat, my homie get a plate. And I'm still here in this, my hero running off of me. My hero, I take a me. My hero, help me. Talk, then he ain't my hero. My hero, my hero. YG, my hero. And I ain't going in, they trying to leave my hero. Start to see me and won't believe. But it wasn't enough room, cause I came with my heroes. My hero, my hero. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business, like a suit and tie, which I ride for my hero. Believe it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding, I see.
But nigga, what are you doing, man? Hello. Hello.
He can't get him back here. Yeah. Oh, shit. Now, give me 1 second. Let me get the thing situated.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Hello.
And I'll tell you all about
it.
Hey,
you
when
man.
I, see you
man, I don't
again.
Know what's going on. I couldn't hear nothing.
Come a long way.
I'm ready.
From where we began. Oh, I'll
right,
tell
give me 1 second.
You all about it all right. When I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work for.
All right, I see you again now, DJ. You ready?
Yeah, buddy, yeah.
Welcome to DJ and Butt Nigga. Well, I said that backwards. Butt Nigga and DJ Grant Show. This is Week Bitch Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Knock them out, Rick. Go ahead, DJ. What the fuck you laughing at, man? I know you're going to say shit I'm on over here.
You do some crazy stuff, man. Oh, man. Welcome, everybody, to the show, man. We appreciate everybody calling me and checking in.
Oh,
hey, man, it is what it is. And you plan to have a good time tonight. Just feels on everybody's mind. You know, we got, you know, I hear a lot of talk about what's a bear, who's a bear, and what's going on in the game, and who's at the top of the ladder right now, and who's coming up the ladder, you know, so. I mean, right now, I think it's safe to say almost anybody is in the running for Girl Dresser of the Year, but I have to say who's leading. None other than the last year's Girl Dresser of the Year, and that's Primetime Tony Pines. I don't, you know, people wonder why it's hard, why he gets it every year, but if you look at what's been happened so far this year.
Hey, DJ, wait a minute. Hold on. We ain't start a show with the prim. You want to talk about the
laughs
and every damn thing?
Yes.
What's going
absolutely.
On tonight? I know what you're doing, boy.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Let's get the prayer started. Let me see. Can I find my our prayer leader? Yeah, I see him on here. The Undisputed. Heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, my God.
Knock him out, Rick. King D. Your mic is live. Can you lead us in prayer tonight, sir?
Man, how's it going, guys? How's it going? But, nigga, I gave you a call the day through my attorney. I gave you a strip that I wanted you to read, and it's called Act Right. Yeah, I see you in swatter. We try to get
it. I did, right? I am. I got that.
Thank you. Thank you, B. Thank you.
Hold on a minute.
Somebody echoing, too.
That got it.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
I had my attorney call you, but they could tell you to swallow it.
I'm
going to
But somebody's still echoing.
Yeah, I
hear that. That's King. Somebody on D-line. Joe 1, DJ.
No, I just muted mine just to see if it was going to go away. I muted mine. It was still there.
I don't have anyone on mine.
You remember that ragged-ass phone you got?
I put it on mute, and it was still doing it. It ain't doing it now, though.
And I just bought this one Sunday. I lost my.
All right, we good now.
Okay. Listen, guys, you know, I was over on Dog Show and they was having a historical moment over there, which I thought was great. But see, one thing about prayer, if you give God a sincere prayer, he'll hear you. The Bible says he will not hear a sinner's prayer. A lot of people understand what a sinner is. We sin on a daily basis because we can't help ourselves. We're born in sin. We're sacred and iniquity, so we're going to sin. We don't have to leave and be a practicing sinner. This is what God not pleased with. He's not pleased with us sinning, but he knows that we're going to sin. But he's not pleased with us being a practicing sinner. That's a person that's willing to sin. If you know, if you are just willing, unadulterated, uncut, to wake up in the morning and just do whatever you can against God's will, you are a practicing sinner, and there's no more sacrifice. For that being said, man, we're going to ask the Lord to forgive us for whatever sin that we might commit against ourselves, our brothers, the world, and just in our daily life. You know, we ask God to just forgive us for what we do, because sometimes we know not what we do. And with that being said, let's bow our heads, and I'm going to hold you for a few minutes. I won't hold you guys long. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for another blessed day, a day that's been coming, Father, since the beginning of creation, and a day that we will never see again. Father, we ask that you continue to guide us, keep us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you're able to do all things with fear. We know that you are right now, God. And we know that you know all about us. We know that you know when we go right and when we go wrong. You know our going and our coming, our do's and our don'ts. Father, we ask you look on this family that have lost loved ones this week. We understand there's been a few deaths. We ask that you would touch their hearts. Give them a mind to say right there, right now. Give them a mind, Father, say yes to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, let them know, Lord, that you are God, all God, and that you are God alone. Let them know, Father, that you need no help. There's nothing man can do to help you but get out the way and get on his knees. Now we ask that you wash us, Father, wash us white as snow, as you said in your word, that we will go and sin no more. And if we sin, Father, that you touch our heart, it will grieve us to our heart, that we want to ask you for forgiveness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let every knee shall bow, and you say every tongue shall confess. Right now, Lord, do it right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you for that prayer and everything that you have done for me and everybody in the great racing world. We like to appreciate
it. You know, I tell you all the time, man, I'm no better, no bigger, I'm smaller than a lot of them in the racing world, and I can go wrong too. You know, we all can go wrong. The Bible says we all have failed and come short of the glory. So no matter what man do, no matter how much money I have or how fast I might go in my car, I come short tomorrow sometimes as well as any other man. And we just have to ask the Lord to forgive us for it and keep it moving, you know. The man needs to understand, the man, that sometimes we just, you know, if God got angry, the Bible says he turned the table over on the money changers. Now, you know, I asked myself this question a few minutes ago. What if Jesus had not been Jesus? Just think what I just said now. What if Jesus had not been Jesus and turned that table over on him? What would he have done next? See, all of us, every walking mankind, that be every man, woman, boy, girl, we should strive daily to be like Jesus. For that's what he said in his word. But you know we come short on a daily basis. That's why he used the word to forgive us for. That's why it's located in our Bible, because you know it's going to be needed.
Okay, okay. That's well said. King, so we're.
Now, well, baby, but you act right.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, DJ, what you saying about some bail? Go ahead, DJ. I don't know if you know them.
I don't know if it was me.
King,
was you saying something or no?
No, I'm listening. I'm on mute.
Okay.
I just want Buck Naked to act right.
Yeah.
I'm going to
be a good
host. Me too. I want to act right
and
be a good host.
My damn
right.
Y'all got my stomach hurt. Everything hurt. All right. DJ, what you saying? Who that was came on? Was it Kid? Said something about some damn all kind of bells out there. That was some Chihuahua bells and some Grizzly bells. That wasn't you. That was Kid.
I gotta tell you now, you know, everybody wondering when you gonna how to turn the papa's head up out of shell. They wonder when you gonna come on out, but nigga, and show the grudge, bro. You still alive, man? They want to see you out there. What's going on? But they
shit ain't going on, boy. We just ain't had time. Got a bid in the run and family to tend to, but we ready. The car ready. I just ain't had time to do anything. We were going to make it to your raid, but, you know, we got rained out, so hell ain't never enough for me to do. I was going to go up north, but, you know, let them fan out too good for me, so I didn't go up north. I wish I would have went, you know, try to get on somebody's ass up there. But, hey, yeah, what it is. We coming.
I'm telling you, everybody's popping on out the shell, man. Everybody's starting to come out looking good. Everybody, you know. A lot of cars have been down or are starting to surface and come on out and start shaking down. So it's gearing up to be a great second half of the year because the first half, we can't really say nothing. The only people that's really been doing something is the people that's always been doing something. All your,
I got a call.
Your grudge drinks of the year and your previous grudge drinks of the year. So the 901, they've been doing their thing. But I have to say two teams I know that's kind of, I would say that's kind of out front right now would be Prime Time for sure, would be first as being the farthest out of there. And then right behind them, very close, I would say would probably be SEAL Team 6. I tell you that you guys out of Texas, King B, and the Grudge, they doing a lot of traveling and a lot of racing. So they making a real big name for themselves all across the country too. So you know that grudge race of the year right now is still in reach. But if Tony Mines continue to do what he does and continue to stay on the pace that he's on, it'd be hard to beat him. It's my personal opinion, you know. But I'm really eager to see these bears come on out and go head to head. Now, I guess all things happen for a reason. You know, just like the race, my race got canceled due to the forecast. It's been rescheduled for July the 19th as of right now. And several of the cars that were planning to come in 28, a couple of them had, you know, some issues right before the race. And several other cars were kind of not ready and was hoping. Actually, they was a little glad that, you know, the race didn't get off. I wasn't, and the fans wasn't, but, you know, we can't control Mother Nature. But maybe it'll just make for an even bigger race and a more car count when we do it this next time. So.
Hey, DJ.
Oh, boy.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Now, do I need to get Donye on the phone?
Now, you know Donye was not ducking you, man.
You
come on now. Come on now.
Donye would get his ass whooped. That was the fuck you doing.
Hey,
DJ.
Yes, sir.
DJ, what's that man now who betted me that money? What's his name?
King D. He on the line.
King B. Hey, what's Mr. King B at?
It's D. He on the phone.
King, where you at, King?
Hey.
King must be on mute. He'll come right now. He probably on the, yeah, go ahead.
Listen, DJ, you really owe me,
yes.
DJ. I want my goddamn money.
All I got to do is, hold on, Ain't nobody say that. Listen to me. Listen to me good. Now, all I got to do, your man is really good by going back, finding something, and saying I said it, and letting me hear it. I promise you, I do not remember bidding you that, but if I did, I got you. But I'm pretty sure, I'm about 95% sure that I did not do that.
Hey, DJ, let me tell you something, DJ.
Yeah.
I ain't got no reason to get a dime from you and don't earn.
I know. Listen to me now. That's the only reason I said. I will give it the benefit of the doubt because you're saying that I said, but I know I didn't say that, man. But if I did, that's all I want to do is hear. Now, I tell you what, and who else was okay with King? I want to see if King was like King may remember, but King, where you at, King? He said, where he lost. King lost a bet. King bet him $200 that, well, I don't even want to say what it's about, but he knows it's about. Yeah, he bet him $200. Hey, I said I wasn't even going to bet him.
I got to explain something to him about this shit. What the fuck going on? I got to explain it, King. Hey, but check that out, you little shout motherfucker.
Well, listen,
I want my goddamn money.
What the hell y'all talking about? What money, Mo? What y'all talking about?
Now him and King had a bet for sure. I'm gonna send you a text, Nick. I'll send you a text.
Send me a text on the goddamn phone.
Me and him Benny had our motherfucking bet way before me and you bet it. I was trying to bet him some more, and then that one goddamn I told y'all what the fuck you want to bet, DJ, since you got so much goddamn company.
No, I'm not taking over anybody's show.
You don't think
Mark. Mark, hold on. King on the line. Go ahead.
Mark, what's for you? What's happening?
Hey, I really appreciate you having your business like a man. You did say that. I really do appreciate that.
I want you to help me out, King. Now I don't remember betting. He said that I bet him too, but I don't remember that. Do you remember me betting him, King?
I don't remember you betting him.
I don't remember. All I want to do is hear me. We echoing again.
I bet him five months ago, Joe went on to Brown with the cops.
That's right.
Me and him had a gentleman bet, then
they
goddamn DJ, they look
something.
You ain't never
supposed
to.
I don't think I bet you, man. I know that I bet you, I don't think I bet you, boy. I'm not 95% sure I did. But these shows are recorded.
DJ, I think you did bet that man tonight. I don't think I did, man.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I know I did. I placed the bet with him, and I made sure he got his money.
But I said I'm just gonna leave that low.
I said my call was gonna be there. I think that's what I said.
No, DJ, I think that night we're arguing about it, Mark went kind of crazy. I ain't been on the show in a while. That's been about three or four weeks ago.
It was longer than three or four weeks ago.
Now, I know it's been a while now.
That's why you can't remember, motherfucker. I got on this note.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark. That bet gonna cost you. You know that, don't you? You gonna lose your drawers because you won that bet. That bet gonna cost you.
Listen,
I can't even get you Saturday.
Now, listen, you wrong. You got the wrong goddamn man. You end up getting goddamn BET. You fuck that joke, goddamn man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Hey, this man is crazy, man.
Let me tell you something.
This man is crazy, man.
What a joker might say. I played you a bet because it's been 3 years, and I just took a calculated risk that the car would come out this year. That was just a calculated gamble. You know, and my thing is this. I would like for it to be, but I got enough common sense to know that I'm pretty sure that won't be the last bet that I lose. I gotta keep it to a minimum.
Okay, well, I tell you what, with your spot at, I'm going to lay you down again. How long you need? I'm going to let you finish there. How long you think you need now?
How long do I need or what,
now, Bob? I'm going to get your money back.
It's just a matter of when. Right. I might get it back next week. Because you're going to take Tony Vines, and I'm going to take little Tony. So I'm going to get it back.
Okay, now yeah. I figured, well, let me know you ain't smart than I thought you were. You ain't going to do that no more. Bet on that.
Wait a minute. Let me get it right. Never say what I never do. Because that's normally what I will do. But I'm just not thinking on a bet with that right now. And this time next week, I might have a brainstorm with Mark. I bet you it'll be out for November or December. I don't know. It's just right now, that car is just not on my mind. I took that calculated risk. I lost. I go on to the next page. I don't let nothing stop me. I keep it moving, man. Keep it moving. If I miss the kill, if I pull the snakes out there, I just go on to the and keep it moving.
Mark, Gills are running down with you. Gills are running down who up there in Illinois, where Indiana.
Huh?
Who did y'all? What's his name? What the white boy name? Vic.
Chuck.
Steve Kirk. That ain't Steve Kirk. I heard Mark was scared to run. That's what I heard.
Let me set the motherfucking record back. I'll be damned if we come all the way up there. They run a motherfucker, and I swear to God on my son, like, I left Memphis at 5 o'clock this morning, me and Bobby, and goddamn, we got this track by 1:30. About 1:30, close to 2 o'clock, none motherfucking stop. So I be damn, you ever catch me doing some shit like this and get up there and get the motherfucker. Then turn right around and home, nigga.
I'm not saying that, Mark. You know I know you're home, boy. I'm just saying what I heard. I want you to set the record straight, man.
I'm telling the fans who goddamn like me, don't like me, and look, I never do no whole ass shit like this. The car went the track went shit. They went hitting on shit. So we paid the lockup for it. Got our ass way up there, but we got our ass pulled out. But we did do a race and get our ass pulled out. We ended up in a goddamn dizzy twist. But Tony Vine got us out that motherfucker the end of the day.
So we have a
race. Y'all did race. Who y'all race? Y'all did race somebody?
Yeah, we raised some guy with a Turbo Mustang. I don't know his name. He beat the goddamn dogs out.
Y'all raised somebody up there?
Man, you know.
You talking about with Junior? I thought you were talking about with the gangster. Y'all knocked the tires off.
Hey, man, they ran somebody north and got beat.
Huh? I was confused. I thought you were talking about the Memphis
game. No, it was the time got too late. Man, I ain't never come back to that goddamn show no more. I don't give a goddamn nobody. Say, fuck that show. You goddamn got to lead too early. You can't gamble like you on. Fuck that bitch.
Biz or whoever threw that motherfucker in the store somewhere else.
Hey,
anywhere 8-9 hours on the goddamn highway, not only me, every motherfucker was knocking the tires. I ain't making no excuses for me. Every motherfucker would.
This is a new track,
yeah,
sir. They got to get a little more. I think they need to. I'm gonna say this. I don't know. Now, I mean, I don't know. I'm just speaking. I mean, I think if they get probably Kyle or somebody up there and prep it, and that's just, I don't know. I know they say with a new track service, you gotta get some rubber down. So I'm sure they're doing what need to be done.
Well, I tell you one goddamn thing. They can lay all the rubber they want. It's just cold as hell. Goddamn Marco Bunker.
Oh man, God.
What are you knocking the tires off Marco? What's the man in next lane just too strong for you?
Let me get some of these mics. Let me get these mics. 256-2749. Your mic is live. 256-2747. Your mic is live.
What's going on, bud Nick?
All right. Hey, what's going on? Who we got today?
It's Dave Lee, man. I had prayed for one when you were trying to get the, when you were playing the music. I didn't want none. I just wanted to holler before you guys started. That's all.
Okay.
That sounds like David Lee. Is that David Lee?
Yeah, that David Lee DJ.
Yeah,
what's happening?
What's happening, David Lee?
I don't know, man. I just listening on y'all
home
tonight. Me and me and my partner, old Key Russell.
All right.
Oh,
appreciate y'all tuning in, brother.
We just listening in on you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Speaking of David Lee, DJ, you know Tony Wright called on the show, telling me he want to call me out for my bill last night. And I told him I really called the show the other week. Well, everybody was on the phone. I ain't acting. Tell me he don't need no show to lock nobody in and this and that. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
I tried to tell him how that son of me was acting like a real asshole on the show about 2 weeks ago.
It's been a little longer.
See, my goddamn was on my head.
Well. Hey, but nigga, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I heard goddamn Tony Wright want to try that motherfucking shorty. Any day, any time, call 901, and we will lock your camera ass in. Right away, that ragged motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Can't lock in.
I got two questions. I like y'all against Lisa Wells. I don't know what the hell. Tony Wright just talking outside his ass.
Yeah, you can't lock in quick enough.
Now, one thing, Whit wanted to run Lil Tony with Shawty. He had a nice small block car.
What nice small block car we got?
I said, Lil Tony got a nice small block car.
I'm going to ask you a question. I understand.
Yeah.
Lil Tony about what he wants. What small block car we got? Not now.
Why the hell he got to jump past the Predator and Junior and run shorter and he gonna 28 small block now?
Listen. I'm gonna have a question. Tony motherfucking ass right now with Junior in that motherfucking world he wanna go. The Predator is not that type of car that Tony got. I don't make no excuses. But that motherfucking Junior he can't get his ass on this air and lock in quick enough.
How's that? Somebody
okay,
give
me
a
go on me then. Fuck you. Man. I ain't no We don't have no small block car. I take my head out to that man. He got a damn good car and a decent good running car. I ain't denying it. So we got to fight with what we got.
I just got
a phone call from somebody said they was on the show after I hung up last night. Said Tony Wright said he will run Candy Crusher and the 901 boys in that damn show.
Okay, well, I'll sit right here, DJ. How soon and when the fuck can we get somebody to lock this money?
Dave Lee, you get that goddamn, what's the name on the phone, the 51 button again?
Who that?
Tony Wright. Me here shit talking at it. Let me know some of these mics, man. We got too many mics. Hands up. 773-7115. Your mic is live.
What's happening, Bud Naked? DJ Grant, Mark, D.
What's going
what's
on?
Happening, kid? Yeah, what's going on, kid?
How you doing, kid?
Nothing much. What's going on, Mark? Nothing much, man. DJ and Butt Nigger, y'all trying to go for that 20,000 they got up here?
I'm gonna slow your ass down. Shut the hell up. Listen to what I'm saying now. Hold on, Mark. We can't, dog. We don't need to. We know it's a new service and all that. Don't bash the people track, man. Don't do that. Chuck you on 28. He on a smaller tie than y'all, man.
I don't give a fuck what Chuck on. If you not got your ass that a bit, you shut the fuck up.
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying now. I'm just saying what I did see Chucky go down. I saw Chucky go down. Let me tell you who else I seen went down. They called a fugitive that whooped y'all ass. That motherfucker went down too, so what the problem is?
Okay, there we go again.
You were saying about the track. I'm just saying, hold on, because you couldn't get down, maybe a few, but it was some cars that got down with some power now.
DJ, I just said, not only me, a lot of motherfuckers couldn't get down.
Wait a minute,
what kind of mark are you talking about that, Tony? I'm going to call that, Tony.
I think he might come on down to that hole for you, Mark. He might come on to the house.
How motherfucking soon we get in that hole? We ain't got
ready on that motherfucking show. There you go. Now he can talk for the car.
How much you trying to bet to get somebody in that hole?
Oh shit!
You gotta lock in. Like it's whatever too. Listen here, Mark. I ain't come on and have no pistol contest with you.
Hold on.
Tony has a race on the 20th. So if you're talking about the 20th, that can't happen. Listen to him. If him coming up there on the 20th, I would lock his motherfucking ass in on the 20th with Junior. On the 20th. If Wick come, Mark, I ain't slow at all. Now, Junior's a big block car, right? I ain't got nothing to do with it. He bought what he want. Okay. You ain't got an answer. What? Make it right, and I'll lock your ass in right now. I ain't gonna make it right. There we go again. What I need to make right? You need to give a small block car what it's due. Any man that come on y'all show, Stunner, that's beating his chest about running a goddamn small block on 28, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You and Buck Nicky.
Listen to what I'm saying now. I just asked the question. Hold on.
Okay, I'm gonna do it real simple.
45.
Mark, we will take one never you call. You ain't gonna, listen, I'm gonna tell you this right now. You will never get a spot from me. Spot is a dog.
Oh.
Oh, what you do?
You know what?
Hey, you ain't
that's okay, Ma. Some of y'all go on with your show. But when a bitch call that God fuck out, he ain't able to do what grown men do.
No, when you get to run your motherfucking mouth, shut the fuck up.
When you call out a small cop, and you got a big cop, come on, man, give us a little help.
Now, hold on, let me clear that up, because he wasn't calling the call out like that. I asked him the question, because this was this.
I understand it.
Yeah. He wasn't saying it like that. Basically, what it was, Witt was saying, Witt said,
he ain't got to do nothing to call us.
Oh, yeah. When y'all niggas have been in that hole anyway? Just, you know, just
man, I go that motherfucker 7 days a week. We'll make a vent.
I understand that. That's part of the problem right now.
We ain't gonna have no special tape for that motherfucker. I don't know why everybody got to fix a vent to rape.
You know what? You know
goddamn, we can rape that motherfucker. Get down.
You are right. Once we get, the car is not even running right now. You was down in South Georgia. You seen the mother. Hold up. When we get oil pressure, soon as the carburetors come back, ain't nothing hurt.
Okay.
But soon as the carburetors come back, I'm going to hold you to that five on whatever. I'm tired of this shit. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Hey, if I'm motherfucking bluffing, nigga, you take the five. Fuck you mean? What the fuck?
Hey, Mark, it's tight, man. Now.
I ain't never said you were bluffing. Okay.
I ain't said you were bluffing.
Ain't that like like to fight Mayweather. Never want to get signed on the dotted line.
That's it,
baby. Motherfucker, go.
There it goes on the line. The only thing you got to do, call it, baby. It ain't hard to do that yourself.
Well, one thing about it, I don't like picking at nobody who they got a little problem. I'm letting them work their problem out. And goddamn, we gonna stay on motherfucking go mode.
Whenever it go down, whenever you want to call it in, let me know. You got my number. Call me. It's on, baby. That's it.
I appreciate it, sir. I do appreciate it.
Man, that's it. Butt naked, man. I look for you, butt naked. You didn't show up, man. The midgets was trying to put it in your face. But naked,
man.
You didn't show up.
Man,
dude,
you thought you were
going to get it. I was going to figure out here. I had some work going on. I couldn't make that one, Kelly.
Yeah. Hey, butt naked, I want you to bring my stuff when you come, butt naked. Don't forget that potato salad when you come, man. All right.
I'm gonna bring it. I promise I'm gonna bring it when I come up there. I'm trying to see my little Tony little Ray now. I got a memo from a kid the other day.
All right, man. You come up here, man. We need everybody. All right.
Okay. All right. No problem. All right. 773-4309. Your mic is live. 773-4309. Your mic is live.
What's happening, fellas? Big Will.
Big
up,
Will,
Big
what it do, homie?
What it do, man? How they treating you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Everything level down this
end. Yeah, I hear Mark running off at the gym talking that wee-wee stuff.
Hey, Mr. Will.
Yeah.
Listen, sir. If a person thinking that I'm talking, y'all just get it together and come and see me. See what I do. See that I come today.
You just left here,
Mark Obama. Mark Obama, listen to this.
Yeah, I just left there. It was nice seeing all y'all old guys. No, it's been a minute. All of us in the house. It was nice seeing you guys. Even though y'all fuck around with my motherfucking butt up
there. Oh, man, God. This man is crazy, man.
They didn't work, Mark. We got to chill out with that, Mo. We trying not to instigate, man.
Man, we ain't instigating it. He can took ass, woman. What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you got to instigate?
Hey, Mark, we talking drag race right here, Mark. We talking drag race.
You know, I'm talking drag race. Shoot it here, boy.
Huh?
Hey, ain't nothing instigating here, Mark. You say it like what? Well, I can't.
Ain't no motherfucking instigating. He got caught in the video. He had the man up. He fucking around and got fucked up.
Boy, you crazy here, Mark. Hey, what the hell I can't say about you? I'm DJ Fine. I took my $10 down now. What the hell I can't say about you, my nigga? You keep it real. Boy, you wild of here.
And then Mark. Mark.
Hey,
but nigga,
hey,
take
out DJ. And when it comes to town, motherfucker, I beat me, whoop me. First thing they'll say, Mark got his ass whooped. That's what they supposed to say. Mark got his ass whooped. Ain't no goddamn. I just gave the Mar got a name with Mar just got a name with.
But nigga, did
yes,
you get
sir.
That text? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it today. Appreciate it.
Ain't no instigation.
Well,
one thing about this shit here. Everybody's grown. They some grown motherfucking men. They do what they want to do, and everybody should respect everybody. If you disrespect a motherfucker, you get your ass whooped. Let go of a motherfucker disrespect me, I'm going to whoop his ass. Me, Wick, I'm Wick. I love to death. Motherfuckers better not scratch my butt. They got to whoop me, too. You know, hey, that's just how it goes. Every motherfucker.
Every man is held accountable for what he do.
That's it.
When you walking
man,
in,
that's right. We are men amongst men, but you know, a lot of times we need to respect each other for what we are. Period. That's it.
If we keep
this shit racing, it'll never be that. We'll never have that problem.
Hey, I got love for being.
Well, I said a long time ago.
Hey, shit happened.
Hey. I said it a long time ago, and a lot of folks on this show know when I fucking said it, too. A new reporter reporting news. Like, they don't be part of the goddamn news. I said that shit.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, hell, DJ.
I did say that. Hey, but one thing about on the critical record, I'm not the only one that talked down on that man what happened. Hey, I don't know what happened. I know they would tell us about it when I pulled up. So I ain't like I had motherfucking front. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Well, I think it war on the bridge now is over with.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It's over with.
Ain't nobody in the graveyard, so yeah, everybody good. Go move on to the next thing.
Now, when I see your ass at the track, and you don't whip me with that shot, come and whoop your motherfucking ass.
You don't whoop me.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, right now it's hard for me to duck a motherfucker with shout. I'm just kidding. A motherfucker, a real, he can get them farm, the goat, cow, chicken, ass. All I can say is live action got oil pressure, buddy. Well, one thing about it. I ain't no motherfucking hoe. I'm going to catch live ass in that hole over there running brown. We're going to see who got the baddest motherfucker in you. Ain't no shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want my key back. Hey, they ain't ducking me, and we ain't ducking them.
So you want your key back. I like that.
Yeah. We ain't ducking them, and they ain't ducking us.
Alrighty then. It's finna get good, man. It's finna get good.
Hey, DJ. You realize that they're talking about they Colorado stopped up ship to New York and goddamn the Lincolns didn't fit.
No. If you hear them talking, they ready to lock in. They don't do no talking to the side of lock in.
I'm not saying they ain't. I'm not saying that. Hey, man, look, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing going to change the motherfucking thing I say at the moment. Shorty, Junior, I got to talk to my buddy about Kenny Kane. And Memphis Gangsta, you ain't got it too much down, too many numbers. Wick got the story, Mark got the story, and goddamn Bobby got the story, and the owner who owned them cars got the story. It ain't hard to lock them motherfuckers in. You boxed all the way around the board.
Y'all heard it here first, Mark Obama.
Let me move some more mic, Mark Obama. 219-6569. Mic is live.
Man, that leaking Leon, man.
Hey, man, I've been hearing y'all drop some names, but I didn't hear nobody talk about that yellow Camaro out there.
Yellow Camaro.
We don't eat no goddamn cheese. What you talking about? I think it had prime time, big time, little short, wide guy in Indiana.
Hey, man, I couldn't run you, man.
Don't everybody get quiet at one time. I went out there to see some racing, and I noticed what nobody trying to mess with that guy.
Hey, man, I couldn't run you. I couldn't run you. At that point of time, at that spot, I couldn't run you, sir. But you lost.
Hey,
no,
man, I don't understand when you get
stuff.
Hey, man, you guys have these big events, and then people's cars don't be ready. Y'all had the whole winter to get them ready.
This is racing season here. Man,
this is racing season.
You got 50 pound oil pressure. You talking about racing season. Hey, where you going to be at next?
Huh? I said, I noticed wasn't nobody trying to mess with that yellow bumblebee.
Man, listen, where are you going to be next?
Where are you going to be next?
Liam.
Where you want me to be?
That ain't Liam.
Man, that ain't Leon. That the guy with the yellow car. I was for random. We knocking tires. Where I want you to be?
No, this ain't no Leon.
What kind of car is that?
A big
boy?
Tire Camaro, man. That motherfucker got 19 Ford eggs on it, man.
So what that mean?
This day. You know
hey, he said what that means. He said we grubby. Act like y'all want to do something, Mark. So hey, he said don't talk. He said don't talk about the tires now.
Hey man, it was a couple guys out there couldn't get no raise. The boys out of Memphis with that black Mustang, they said they couldn't get no action.
Hey DJ,
that's who you talking to right now.
DJ, I don't give a damn what that man got. Ask him what I told you. Better keep. Don't take none off that phone, bitch. I'm gonna run you with Junior. Please don't take not leave your
with Junior.
I'm going to run you with Junior.
Y'all finna run this car with Big Ty with 19
Ford
eights
on it. Man, you know I don't give a fuck. I'm going to run that man short my name off. If Junior would have stayed glued and made that first race, you know they would have been in that water box now.
This. Mr. Camaro, Mr. Yellow Camaro.
41. I see one, but one or two big boys out there at 41.
Well, you know, there was a lot of guys out there. Right
what
now.
About what was the Camaro a same caliber car that red Corvette?
Nah, man, they were ducking that motherfucker.
No, it wasn't no Promod. It wasn't no Promod.
Huh?
It wasn't no Promod, but he was. You know, Tony Bann, you know.
No. Wait. Hold on. I'm talking to. Okay, you say you the guy that's got the yellow Camaro. I'm assuming. You saying it's a big tire car with wheelie bars. And I know the car that you're talking about, the Memphis Gangster Junior. Neither one of those cars are big tire wheelie bars. So I'm looking at what about the red car that had big tire wheelie bars. What's the difference between that car and your car versus they little small car car?
We was out there in the same road. They could have came and talked to us.
Man, that man lying, man. That motherfucker. Look, that goddamn Mark and what's that
name
over there? Well,
I'll let y'all think y'all eating that. I'm gonna go on mute and let y'all chew that fat a little bit.
You damn right.
I'm gonna let y'all see that stat because it seems like y'all ain't talking about too much.
Hey, get your ass on me.
Boy, y'all wild.
What y'all want to do? Don't say nothing. Black on the ground.
Man, cut it out.
Where is it?
Let me go to the next call. 773-2668.
Whoosh.
You're on the board.
Oh, okay.
773-2668. Your mic is live. Yo. All right. Put him back on mute then. 219-528. Wait a minute. 219-5258. You might be lying. 219-5258.
Hey, DJ, who you got on that game tonight?
What you say now?
Who you got on that game tonight?
708-0313.
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
We good. Who we speaking to?
It's Rob. Hey, Mark, good thing you didn't bring that RC car. You was a dead man. We had you covered.
You had me covered?
Yeah, we had you covered. All
right. So you going to Little Tony race, huh?
When is that? What day is that?
What race? What Daytona race on DJ?
Not this weekend. Next weekend.
The 20th, June the 20th.
That's where you gonna be at with the car?
Yeah, I'm quite sure. Yeah, I'm quite sure we're coming up there, y'all. I know we're coming up there. No, wait. I gotta talk.
Okay.
To him. I'm quite sure.
Oh, okay. If that's the case, I'm gonna have my money with Big Will. So you have some of my money in that bet.
Okay, that works. And I'll let you know for sure we're going up there next season. And then maybe you'll lock in.
Okay. Oh yeah, we was thirsting for you.
Man, you ain't gonna do me like y'all did BT. Now you a goddamn lie. You a goddamn lie.
Let it go, Mark. Leave it alone, Mark. This show about racing, Mark. This show is about racing.
We talking about racing.
Oh, Mark, you're stupid, boy.
I don't know what happened to BET.
Y'all know what? I'm quit bullshitting with y'all about BET, because after a while I hang up this phone, they're going to call me and cuss my motherfucker.
Yo, they going to get you. They going to get you now. They going to get your ass.
They just make you motherfucking land. They think I'm just making you motherfucking land. Y'all ain't talking about shit.
They going to get your ass.
You get to the mic. 708-0785, your mic is live. 708-0785. All right. Well, that's just that with the last one,
or
two or three
of them
things, and they got that.
Hey, DJ, what the fuck you want to do with Junior?
Fuck him up.
When, motherfucker?
Next time you see me, I'm planning on being a little Tony Ray, too.
Well, you want to lock your sweet ass in for a little Tony Ray?
I'll let you know. All I got to do is one or two more days of testing, but it'll probably be next week.
Motherfucker,
you know.
I tell you what, I'm going to make a shit on you. If your ass on the premise and we locked in, goddamn it, 1-on-3. A 1-on-2, 2500.
That's fine with me. I'll do that. That's fine.
You hear that butt naked now? I need to record this.
Five on two or better. Five on and on two or better. We automatically lock it. We on the same property. All
right.
No problem.
Let me get his other mic. 773-2668.
Right. Oh. What up, bud? 773.
What up? Who we got?
Hey, this is Lee, man. Hey, Mark.
What?
I just want to ask you one thing. This is Lee, Mark.
Ooh, Lee.
God damn it. Did you get enough to eat under that white tent?
Man, I ran out of $15, too.
Who charged you that?
That goddamn three little shots charged me. I told that song, they ain't saying nothing. Hold it, stop here and ran out with. Fuck that fat fuck.
I didn't know he hit you, though.
Hey, for real, though, y'all cooked y'all ass off of that shit.
Hey, I didn't know he ain't hit you, though.
Yeah,
goddamn three love get everybody.
Man, I don't care what it was. Long all over having fun, man. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
It was good to see all y'all up there. It's been a while.
Hey, Mark, if y'all ever decide to run Junior against that yellow Camaro, me and you going to bet, too.
If you ever decide to come down here in that hole, I'm going to show you a bitch. I'll bet you I'm going to gap y'all ass down here, too. Hey, you going to Little Tony Ray?
I might. If not, I'm gonna give Big Will some money to make sure he's staying right next to you.
Well, where are the race y'all going to outside the race y'all went to the weekend?
You got that, what's that, July 7th? I mean, 4th? July 4th?
You going to Mike Hill race?
When is that?
I don't know. Like, what you want
to understand? Hey, DJ.
What happened to the show?
Where'd DJ go? I ain't no telling. DJ got something going on, sound like, with somebody. I'm trying to eat a damn steak right quick.
He in the hair product shop.
He went to Walmart.
Where I got the,
He's getting his hair done.
Get Danielle on this goddamn phone. He's going somewhere. We going this weekend.
And where is that?
Maryland, some goddamn where. Maryland, wherever this shit. I don't know where the hell that, but I talked to my buddy. I know he's going. We going this weekend. What the fuck y'all want to do?
He's going to Buzz Creek.
Where they at, Maryland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come raise Mike and them locked in there. Where they, what race? That's the race we, I'm talking about?
I don't know, but I think I'm pretty sure that's what down here going to Buzz Creek.
All right, get him on the goddamn phone. Ask him if he want me to come up there. And we taking the Memphis Gangsta. I know he's going. Let them two big motor motherfuckers bat out.
Oh, man.
And can we lock in something for that race?
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
What did you say to do with Ye? What you going to do with it?
Memphis Gangsta, this weekend, where we going, both of us going to be at?
You going to be where?
Maryland, with that race up there in Maryland somewhere. Mike,
you
locked in there. He know what I'm talking about.
Huh? We can do. I just got two guys locked in.
Oh, you do? Oh, I ain't know that, brother.
I just got a 5 and a 7 o'clock.
I ain't no Facebook fan, so I didn't know about all that. Now, you know, I call you when I know we're on.
We can do something.
Mark, you heard, Donye. Donye ain't scared of you, man. We're just talking all that men like you think Donye ain't scared of you, man.
I was trying to get Hannibal afterwards, but
he gonna be up there.
Yeah, they gonna be up there too.
Don't want no trouble. Not from you, yeah. Don't want no trouble from y'all. I want you to bring Mark a couple notches.
No, but hey, if they don't want to do nothing, then we definitely get play.
All right, that worked out.
I get, you know, these other two out of the way.
I respect that.
One thing about everybody you're pulling, Donnie, ain't none of them supposed to duck, so I can't see nobody ducking, so we're going to see the matter. We know you don't bag up, and Mark don't bag up, Hannibal don't bag up, so I'm ready to get out.
Hold on, y'all.
Gangsta don't bag up.
Come here, boy. Yeah. Hold on, man. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
We can get it in. We can get it in. I think we're supposed to at 12, so, right? I mean, as long as it's good, we can go.
All right, well, you got it, brother. I'll see you up there.
All right, okay. I know. He ain't never say he was going. He just said he was taking a car to the paint shop.
Nah, we gonna come up to you. Fuck that paint shop.
Oh, okay.
We'll drive on the way back.
When this race are y'all talking about, Mark?
No, no foul. I ain't gonna make that. We need a dick.
When this race is, Kanye?
Maryland.
When?
This weekend
or next weekend? This weekend?
This weekend.
Yeah.
God dang.
Yep.
Mark, y'all finna make that trip to Maryland?
Man, that team wouldn't be there. What the hell wrong with you?
You know what I'm messing with you, boy.
Y'all bringing Shawty too?
Nah. We don't bring them come.
Oh man, so now if Donnie whooped Memphis Gangsta, is Shawty going to get his ass up there?
I'll lock him in with the Gangsta and Shawty. How about that?
Oh, That sounds good.
Yeah, but you just said y'all ain't bringing them both, though, right?
Well, I know when I can't. I know why. So he called me and said, "I want to go." And he told me you were going to be there. I knew if you were going to be there, I ain't got to fucking keep talking this long. As long as you were going to be there, then you going to get fucking understand. We going to get in that water.
Oh, well, oh, yeah. You already know.
So when he told me you were going to be there, I said, well, I'm going. I didn't want to make sure you were going to be there. Let you know I'm coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I just locked old Disco Nova in and what's that goddamn boy name? Mark Hayes. All right.
Hey, what about that guy in that yellow goddamn seat? Man, he going up there.
We was trying to get him, but they never said nothing. They never came back and said they wanted to do nothing.
Ah, he jumped. I was gonna rip his motherfucker.
They gonna be there.
Get your ass back on this phone. I'm muted, Mike. Goddamn.
He ain't muted. He on the phone.
Mr. Kamau, who we need to know who we're talking to. What's the name? What's the guy's name with the Kamau?
You know, I don't know. You know, I gotta look on Facebook. But I think you know
right
what I think Kenny Fox them tuned that car. I think
Big Time
Racing. Down here in the name, man.
Big Time Racing, that's man.
Wait, oh, you talking about up here?
Yeah, that's
what we're talking about.
I thought you were talking about Maryland. No.
Nah. Up Charlotte. He just talking about
Carlo Leakey.
That dude's still on 219-6569. That him? He on the phone. He told me Martin Leakey.
Bring up this man and drop it as him.
I don't know if they're coming up to Maryland though with the car.
But we're fucking.
They might. You gotta talk to them. They might.
Fuck, they coming out. I'm coming up there for your ass. Too good enough.
Where you at? You out there?
He won't talk no more here. He said he's going on beat. He won't talk no more.
Somebody sleeping?
You looking for him and he won't talk no more.
Yeah.
I hear that too, kid.
He's going to stop now.
Well, somebody on here going to sleep?
Kind of sound like.
Maryland, here we come. God damn it, we'll be there Thursday night.
Wee. Yeah, y'all going to get it in. We're going to be
down
there Friday
here,
morning.
Down here, you coming back to 41 the week after, or what?
The week after. What's the week? Little Tony Race?
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Down here.
Yeah, you my buddy, right? Hey, man, after I do what I do to the gangster, man, y'all, and all the rest of them going to go in the hiding, man. They're going to go back and push.
All right, now, we go see. We sure go see that.
Hey, if a motherfucker be
right now. Hey, I'm going to do some unspeakable shit to him.
Okay. That's what I like.
Now, Martin, you gonna sit here and say if Ye get away from the Memphis gangster, y'all still gonna run him with Shorty?
Man, hey, listen, I lock young Ye ass in right now.
You know how you gotta get whooped twice to figure out you couldn't win the first time?
Yeah.
Hey, well, you had your spell getting your ass whooped now. You had to do the same thing now. So, you know, we ain't giving a fuck. We on track.
Well, hey, you know, I had a spring bad luck. Ain't no secret.
Yeah,
ain't no
we got
secret.
To try. Everybody have that shit done. We got to try it now.
Yeah, we got to get in there.
One
we sure gonna be there, and if we sure got time, we definitely gonna play.
That's what I like. That's what I know. That's why I ain't doing all that talking with you, because I know we getting there.
Gonna be a party,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big one on the hill up there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, DJ, you ain't saying nothing,
yeah.
So don't do
it. Listen, man, I can't. I'm in love with Junior. I'm going to make love to Junior.
He don't gap you.
Man, please. You want to bet on that, too?
You motherfucking right. A hot 500 right now. He gap the fuck out you.
Bet. Lock.
Bet. Fuck you, man.
Fuck yeah, you, dog.
You
a
gap motherfucker fucking with that
sound
bitch.
Yeah, just like that weak son gun that whooped y'all.
Okay.
I'm gonna gap him.
Well, you might do. I ain't got no
one thing about this to him, if I'm at a track, if we at a track where them motherfuckers can't nobody cry about the track, our motherfucker really can go on bankhead me. All right, I got
little.
I look for Donye to put all to run his car like I'm willing to run mine, trying to knock the oil fan off.
That's it.
That is that you already? Oh, hey man, we gonna race to that motherfucker quick.
No, we'll see. Well, goddamn it, I gotta go give me some more dose to you. I gotta stay up. I got some riding to do. Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir?
We left Chicago. We were back at home at 7 o'clock, 6:30 at the pump.
No way.
I put that on my son here.
Right all night.
Hey, I believe it, DJ.
You need to quit that shit, too, boy, because you be flying in that truck. You know, one time the truck got them 40 minutes before you caught me. You.
Hey, DJ. Ask
yeah.
Mr. Kid called and checked on what I tell you, Mr. Kid.
Yep, you damn sure did.
He said, hey, Mark, y'all
DJ,
like, I said, I'm going on. Five of them had gone.
That motherfucker had a pedal to the metal for real. He going to fuck around
hey.
Him, boy. Quick driving like that, boy.
Man,
yeah, you better quit driving like one of them deals, but nigga hit my run out in front of you, goddammit.
Hey.
Let me tell you, I left the track one night, DJ, with every bit of 35, 40 minutes before Marlon even left the track. So he was talking to me while he was still at the track. That's how he got back on the phone, he just talked. Bitch, I catch you. You ain't going to catch me because you still at the track. The motherfucker, I been gone. That's how he got down right. When I made it to Columbus, that bitch was pulling in the gas station behind me. I'm like, how in the fuck you catch me that damn fast? I heard a car at the track. Loading up on a trailer or something. So I knew he was still at the track. That bitch caught me. Everybody in the truck sleep with him. They ride in danger. They just didn't know it. Cause that motherfucker was flying.
Right.
He had to been doing 100.
Then Mark, get it done.
Five of them was knocked out. I pulled up at the house. I said, hey, man, get the fuck up. Hey, man, you motherfucker, you ain't driving nowhere. You signed, motherfucker, you ain't driving no 20 minutes. You better get your motherfucking ass up, y'all, and go home. Where we at? I'm at home. I told my son, come on, let go. Get your shit, let go. I don't come to the house. Goddamn Joe the plumber lot of be keep sneaking out the back door. I got to catch him.
Oh, man.
Are you crazy?
I make sure that sound is in the house.
Now, damn, Mark. That boy done got big now. The last time I saw him.
Oh, yeah. He like his mama now. He can't talk. Motherfucker, I had way taller than me.
I know. Since last time he was up here, he was no more about, what, 5 or 6 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Nick, we know you ain't going to make it this weekend, so ain't no sense we talking to you. EJ, you ain't going to make it this weekend.
Hell no. I ain't going over this weekend, not way up there. If I go somewhere, I'm testing. Ain't no issue. Hell no. Ain't no tell that goddamn lie.
Hey, DJ, did you ever reschedule your race or what?
July the 19th.
Oh, okay.
Man, I'm going to keep it real with the kid. DJ, really, he's what he ducked down here on that one. Boy, he saved a bomb on that one, boy. I ain't like
it. Did he save the bomb?
Yeah, he saved the bomb on that one.
I saved him. That's what you're saying,
you
saying,
Mark. Captain Kirk then, huh?
How you know I ain't saying y'all? You don't know, Mark.
I know you didn't say what. Damn, doubt in my motherfucking mind you didn't say what. Hey, what Mississippi
well,
doing? Mississippi Joe one got all them pussy side. What Mississippi doing?
Oh, man.
Mississippi Joe got goddamn deep laws. They got damn money. Deep went crazy. All right.
Boy, you ain't whoop a damn.
Listen, Joe, with that goddamn show in it. Hey, DJ, when you said Joe coming out?
Whenever they decide to come out, they program.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm going to break your ass up. You smarter than a hand of staff.
I kind of rushed just to come out. I mean, I said I was going to be out that weekend, but I really hadn't been. That was the first pass on the car when I came down in the bottle.
Now, nah, you were goddamn loud, DJ. All that goddamn Fred Rump you had on the quarter
pound,
that motherfucker.
No, sir. That was the first pass. Let me tell you what I did.
Right,
I mean, all we did. No, hold on. That was the first pass on the car. We tried to launch the damn car with the little, what's the name, just to see if we can get to spool and leave the line. We burned it out 3 times. We ain't made no pass.
Man, all that goddamn, you got a brand new slick on the side of them motherfuckers. What the hell wrong with you?
Okay. I ain't testing that car.
Who you think you think?
Well, listen. All I can assure you is the next time you see it, it'll be well tested.
Well, I tell you what, you better have that motherfucker burnt out, and whatever you need to do, I'm gonna show you what you're gonna do, Joanne.
Man, let me tell you something. If you see me in that car, boy, all you gotta do is count me out my money, boy.
Hey,
hold
on, DJ.
Let me go on with that mic. 601-2027. I'm sorry, I was over there washing some dishes. Go ahead, your mic is live.
Hey, Bo. What's your papa?
What?
No papa, they're looking for you. Mark.
Yeah, I will.
Somebody looking for you to call you Dope Papa.
Hey, Mo. Hey, that's my buddy, Joe. He's a whole motherfucker. Hey, Joe. Hey, Mo. What's up, Bo?
What's up, Dope Papa?
How you doing, Bo?
Everything fine, bro.
Who is that, Joe?
Yeah, it's Joe.
Oh, okay.
I think that's an imposter, Ma. I think that's an imposter.
That looks young.
Hey, is Vic Wheels still on the phone?
I think Vic Wheels still on.
Everybody's still
Vic
on.
Wheels.
I don't know what the hell he's doing. I don't know, Ma.
Okay. I thought maybe he was still on.
Ain't nobody still. What?
DJ
cranking
up. What? What the hell are you cranking up?
What, DJ?
Yeah, what up?
I get. Hey, you cranking up, huh?
Huh?
That's oil pressure, guys. That's oil pressure.
Man, that's that leak ass Leon. He cranking that llama up. What the hell wrong with
you,
stupid motherfucker?
No, that's that gas car sound.
Oh, yeah. Everybody get quiet. Well, goddamn, y'all keep talking. We ain't in the show. Just stop talking. Everybody be. Nobody ain't saying a goddamn thing.
Well,
all right,
I ain't got
then.
Nothing else to say.
I guess I'll see you again then. Let me play my song.
Now it's your song, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
Appreciate
that
everybody calling in, man. Although.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, appreciate everybody calling in. And there's been a lot of action going on this past weekend. Hope there's plenty more action going on in the weekend to come. I'll be safe. You can spend the clothes and the enemy clothes. Good night.
The planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.